In a few minutes, there are tax cuts and there is paying for tax cuts. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. First to market psychology that for the first 2 days of the week was running bullish. French elections suggesting less turbulence for the European Union was followed by noise of tax cuts out of Washington, plus corporate profits running surprisingly strong in many places. Many a Wednesday, we consult Susan Schmidt, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Greetings, Susan.
Good morning.
So that was the first, the NASDAQ closing above 6,000 yesterday for the first time?
That was a first, but we've had some other interesting things happen in the market too. Russell 2000 back to its highs, and also we've seen great numbers out of the Dow and the S&P. So it's not just that NASDAQ number. Russell 2000, those are all the small companies, so smaller businesses that are publicly traded. And I think that's important because that really speaks to the businesses that are majority of their business is focused towards the U.S. They're domestic. They're common on the economy.
We also have quarterly profits coming out every 10 seconds here. It's a busy week for that.
This is the busiest week for earnings reports in the last 10 years. So we have a ton of volume in earnings reports this week, a lot of news coming out, and they've been good. So for the most part, you know, the CEOs are coming out, they're talking confidence. We've had some big names, some household brand names come out and report better than expected earnings like Caterpillar, McDonald's, Twitter. So all of that is being taken very positively by the market. It's being well received. And I think that's part of the confidence in the market as well, despite the noise that we have going on both internationally and in Washington.
Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you.
The White House today is set to release an outline for how it would reform taxes or cut taxes. The administration wants to drop the corporate tax rate to 15%. But many people in America pay individual tax rates on their corporate profits, and that is something that could have a major effect on the federal budget, depending on what the White House and Congress eventually do. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been paying close attention to this plan.
Here's the big news. It's a cut in so-called pass-through entities like S-corporations. And an S-corporation is a lot of real estate companies are S-corporations, hedge funds, law firms, mom-and-pop enterprises. And what this means is that with an S-corporation, the tax rate is the individual tax rate because individuals pay the tax. They get that limited liability protection of being a corporation, but they pay individual tax. That would be cut to 15%.
Right. So to explain, if you have one of these S-corps, and it could be a small mom-and-pop company that has one, if there are any profits, that rolls over to your individual return where the tax rates tend to be higher. But under what they're talking about in Washington right now, that would be cut as well, which means that government revenue goes down.
This is where you just start talking about trillions and trillions of dollars in terms of just blowing up the budget deficit. This is where the controversy is really going to hover over. And you just can't eliminate enough loopholes to come even close to raising the kind of revenue that you're going to lose. So then you're back to the Laffer curve. Remember Arthur Laffer?
That's right. This is about when you cut taxes, it generates growth in the economy so that you pay more taxes.
Right. And I think overall, doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you love tax cuts. But the thing is, the Laffer curve, that you're going to cut taxes and make it up in economic growth. Well, I think a lot of us pretty skeptical about that. And that doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat.
By the way, it's called the Laffer curve because that's the guy's name. It's not a value judgment.
This is true. It's L-A-F-F-E-R.
All right. Just yes. To be clear, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Another number today, using census data, the Pew Research Center has determined that the number of immigrants in the United States illegally dropped to the lowest level in a decade. During the last years of the last presidential administration, there were 11 million undocumented in the year 2015. Different states spend dramatically different amounts on their children, according to a new study this week. The Urban Institute, a think tank in Washington, looked at spending on public schools, health, and social services and found that the national average is just shy of $8,000 per kid. But how much of a difference does that money make? From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Vermont spends the most, more than $13,000 per child, on education, health, and social services. That's nearly three times as much as the state of Utah, where spending totals less than $5,000 per child. Julia Isaacs is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute and the report's lead author. That money can make a difference, she says.
We do see that states that spend more on children tend to have better health and educational outcomes than those that don't.
More isn't necessarily better, according to Neil McCluskey with the Cato Institute. He says overall, per pupil education spending has skyrocketed over the last half century. Even so,
outcomes, at least as measured by the National Assessment of Educational Progress, for 17-year-olds have been essentially flat.
Still, the disparities raise questions about fairness. About half of Latino and Native American children live in states that spend less than $7,000 per child. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And the big data company founded by Silicon Valley pioneer Peter Thiel has agreed to pay $1.7 million to settle claims it discriminated against Asian people who applied for jobs there. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.